Okay, look to the Mishnah Memhei Amud Aleph. Mitzvah Arava Ketzer. How did they fulfill in the Beis Hamikdash the mitzvah of Arava? And this they did again every day. Not only on Hoshana Rabbah, just that if Hoshana Rabbah fell on Shabbos, then it was Docha Shabbos also. And we do it only one day, Zecher LeMikdash. Mitzvah Arava Ketzer, Makom Hoya Lamata Mirushalayim V'nikra Motza. A place called Motza, that was below Yerushalayim. It's on the way to Yerushalayim. Today is Motza, probably the same place. And Gemara will discuss why it was called Motza. And Yordim L'Sham, L'malak Milakdim L'Sham, Mulboyo Shel Arava. They would go there and gather branches of Arava. And the reason they use the Aravas for Motza is because the Aravas there grew very, very long. And we'll see that it was a hider in the Beis Hamikdash to use dafka long arovas. Uboim v'zogfin osom b'tzidi ha-mizbeach, v'roshem k'fufin al-gabim ha-mizbeach. And they set them up leaning on the mizbeach with the top of the arova bent over the mizbeach. Taku v'eriu v'taku, Tosa says, they blew shofar as a sign of simcha. It says, yiblo chatzotros is b'yom simchaschem. So blowing shofar also can be l'simcha. In fact, shofar is a sign of war, alarm, but it's also a sign of simcha that one of the reasons that Vilna-Gaon says when they blow shofar, you shouldn't say vidui, you shouldn't cry, you should be happy. It's like a coronation of the king. It's a symbol of simcha in Rosh Hashanah. So they blew shofar of the shame simcha, and by Sfardim, even today, during Hakafas, they blow shofar. It's a remembrance of this. B'chol yom akifin mizbeach pam achas. Every day they would go around the mizbeach one time. V'omrim ono Hashem oshiyono, ono Hashem hatzlichono. When they went around, they said ono Hashem oshiyono and ono Hashem hatzlichono. And we do the same thing. We say Hoshana and Hoshanas. Rabbi Yehuda omer anivahu hoshiyono. Rabbi Yehuda says they used to say anivahu hoshiyono. Rashi explains two ideas, and we'll see according to the first idea, Vahu is the way it's written in the Mishnah, Vav Hei Vav. And according to the second idea, Vahu should be with an Aleph at the end, regular word Hu.
What did they walk around with?
Well, as we'll see, the Gemara is going to discuss that they walked around with. Va'oso hayom makipenem sezech sheva pamim, on Hoshana Rabbah, they would walk around seven times, b'shas tiros and mahin omrim. But we already had the Gemara before. The Gemara is going to discuss it again. But there's machlokas, whether they were makif with the lulav or makif with the arava, and only, what's it called, even if they were makif with the lulav, they were zokeif the arava. They just supported the arava on the mizbeach. They didn't walk around with it or shake it or whatever. That's machlokas. Okay. B'shas p'tiros and mayim. When they would leave on the last day of Sukkot, after they finished all of the hakafas, what would they say? Yofi l'chom mizbeach, yofi l'chom mizbeach. That the mizbeach is beautiful, and we'll see the Gemara is going to discuss what the idea was. Yofi l'chom mizbeach. Rabbi Lezer Omer liyah u'lechom mizbeach, liyah u'lechom mizbeach. They wouldn't say yofi l'chom mizbeach. They would say l'ka u'lechom mizbeach to the Rabbanu Shalom and to you mizbeach. And the Gemara will discuss what that means. What are they saying to the Rabbanu Shalom? What were they saying to the mizbeach? K'maseu b'chol kach maseu b'shabbos. Same way they did this during the week, they did it on Shabbos also. El shohayu malakdin osam me'erev, u'meinichin osu b'gigio shel zav. Except the difference between Shabbos and Chol was that they would gather or pluck the aravas before Shabbos, put them into forms of gold to keep them fresh, kadesh lo yachmushu, in order they shouldn't wither. And but on Chol, they actually, what's it called, cut the aravas on that day itself, so they really were fresh. And Zashayla, what they did on Yontif, here it's Mashmash, just Shabbos, they harvested them before Shabbos. But on Yontif, that wasn't Shabbos, Mashma, that they could harvest them on Yontif. And there is an opinion like that, that you were allowed to harvest the aravas on Yontif because really, Mikra Adin's Machlokas. Ketzira is really Mutra Yantif. It's only awesome with the Rabbanim. And the Shein Mitzvah, they were Matir for the Aravas. According to other opinions, Ketzira is not mutter min haTorah, and Yontif is also min haTorah. That only Malachas Ochel Nefesh that are needed for that day, but not things that are usually done in advance in large quantities, Torah never was mutter those Malachas. And therefore, it's also min haTorah, and obviously Yontif, they did the same thing as Shabbos and gathered it before Yontif. Rabbi Yochanan ben Bruka Omer Chorio Shel Dekel Hayimavim. Rabbi Yochanan ben Bruka, the Gemara discussed where he knows this from, says they didn't bring Aravas. According to one opinion, he's arguing Bechlal on the whole mitzvah Arava. There's no mitzvah Arava. The mitzvah is to bring lulavim, or branches of palm tree, and do the same thing that you do with the Arava. He holds you do it with a lulav. The Choftin also Bekarka, it's a separate mitzvah, not the mitzvah of lulav. So mitzvah, just like Arava, you have two mitzvahs of Arava, according to this one Mandi Omer, you have two mitzvahs of lulav. One for the Mikdash and one Stam Mitzvah of Lulav. The Chol Dinosim Bekarka B'tzidim Esbeah, but also Hayom Nikra Chovut Chorayos, and they would either Chol Din, again, either means they would, shake them, or they would bang them on the ground, on the side of the Esbeah, and that day was called Chovut Chorayos, the day that they either shook or beat the branches of the palm tree. What? But see, that means that they stood on the karka, the side of the Zbeach, and they shook them. Also, Hayom Nikra Chovul Tcharev. Miad Chinoko Shomtim Es Leveihem. The way Rashi learns is, they would take, the adults would take the children's lulavim away, and they would eat their esrogim. We'll see Rashi says what it means. Those who done l'shem simcha. Rashi. V'nikra motza, b'gmor meforish taimen. I want to explain why it was called motza. Anivahu, b'gematria ono Hashem. Anivahu is the same gematria as ono Hashem. Right? So, but why didn't they just say ono Hashem? Why did they say something that was gematria? So the Od, this is another reason why they said anivahu and not ono Hashem. The Od, mishivim u'shtayim shem osein. It's one of the 72 Shemos that are a combination of three letters, 24 combinations of three letters from the Psukim, Hanukuvim, B'sholosh, Mikros, Asmuchim, B'parshat, Vayi, B'shalach, Vayisa, Vayovo, B'machne, Vayet, Moshe's Yodo. Right before Kriyas Yamsuf, there are three Psukim. One first Pasuk is, Vayisa, Malach Hashem, Ha'omid, B'fnehem, Vayelech, Me'acharehem. The second pasuk is Vayovo veimachne Yisrael veimachne Mitzrayim veimachne Yisrael, and the third pasuk is Vayet Moshe's Yado al Hayom. Each of those psukim has 72 letters. 72 letters, yeah, I think. And what you do is Vishloshtam b'nei shivim u'shtayim osiyos. Each one is 72 letters. Umehem shema meforish. Osa Rishon Lishol Pasuk Rishon. You take the first letter of the first Pasuk, the Achron Lishol Emsoi, the last letter of the middle Pasuk, the Rishon Lishol Achron, the first letter of the last Pasuk, and you make a word of three letters. And you do this with each letter of what's it called, of these three sentences, and you end up with what's it called, 72 words of three letters each. The chain b'zeh seder kula. You go then the second letter of the first pasuk, the second to the last letter of the middle pasuk, and the second letter of the third pasuk, and those become a group. Hashem harishon vav hei vav. So it comes out the first shame is vav hei vav, vav shel vayisa hei dechol halayla, right, the last letter of the first pasuk, and vav devayet. So the first Shem Hashem is those three letters. Vav Hei Vav. The Shem Hashloshim V'Sheva Hu Ani. The 37th is the combination of Aleph, Nun, and Yud. So it's one of the Shemos of the Rabbanu Shem, Ani. Aleph de Me'achareihem, Nun Rishon de Ha'onon, the Cheshbin Shem Afreya, right backwards, the Yud de Ruach Kodim. That's how you get Ani. And I don't know which one, what's it called, and therefore what's it called, you have Ani Vahu. But it's not who with an aleph at the end. Anivahu are two shemas of the Rabbanu Shem from this pasuk, and it happens to be that Anivahu also is what's it called, the gematria of Ana Hashem. So that's why they said these two Shemos. In addition, what's it called, Tosu says that it's Anivahu is Remez, that the Rabban Shom is Imo Anochi Betzara, right? It says by Yechezko, right? Va'ani Besolcha Gola. And in Yirmi it says, V'hu Aser Bezikim, as if the Rabban Shom himself was in Golas with us. So we say, Rabban Shom, save us, Ani V'hu. Not just you or us, but the Rabban Shom also needs to be saved, because we say it in Oshanas. V'shav lo nemar, V'heshiv lo nemar, Ela V'shav. The Rabban Shom returns, not just he returns us. So that's another idea, Nivahu. According to that, who is spelled regular, Hevav Aleph. Okay, but also Hayom Bishvi, right, they would go around seven times. Gigios, cones, Shalzah, Maleos, Mayim. Right, they had the cones of gold that were filled with water, and they put them in these troughs to keep them fresh. Rabbi Yochanan ben Bruka holds that they didn't bring aravis, but instead they brought palm branches. Uvigmar meforish time. Chorius anothim, branches. Miyat tinoko shomtim esluveyam. Hagdolim shomtim esluveyam. Ektanim miyodim mishvi. The adults would take away the kids' lulavim on the seventh day. Va'ochlin esrogeim shel tinokos, and eat their esrog. Ve'ein bedover lo mishum gezov lo mishum darkei shalom. The chore they're stealing, right? And even if a child doesn't have his own kinyan, but darkei shalom, you don't take things away from children, right? Shekach nogu machma simcha. That was a minig mitoch simcha. And Tosa says, from there we learn that anything people do that's a minig mitoch simcha, you don't have to pay for damages. They used to have by a chasana, right? They would have jostling contests. Their kids would get on horses and go, what's it called, attack each other.
Jousting.
If some jousting, that's it. And if what's it called, if somebody got hurt, so they didn't have to pay, because it was a minig mishum simcha. And they did this for to misameh chosim v'kala. The same halach is on Purim. It says, whatever person damages mitoch simchas Purim, not you walk into somebody's house and break their mirrors. But we're talking about, what's it called? People are dancing or whatever, they damage somebody's chair. They're not chayiv to pay, because the minig of simcha is to be a little wild, and if things get destroyed because of wildness, you don't have to pay. It also says that, what's it called, that it means really something else, though. The Mishnah is not talking about adults taking children's esrogim. Miyad doesn't mean from their hand. It means immediately. Immediately, the children themselves used to put down their lulavim and eat their esrogim. It's not talking about adults taking it away from the children. The children themselves put down their lulav and ate their esrog. Okay.
Why is the nusach b'ho and not b'hu?
Not b'hu, it depends. Because if it's vav hey vav, then to make sure that you don't think it's b'hu, so then it's ani b'ho. But if it's taka, the word b'hu, it should be b'hu, not b'ho. If it's the Shem Hashem, the Vav Hey Vav, according to that pshat, then it could be Vaho, and you say Vaho in order that you shouldn't think it's Vahu. But if it's the Hey Vav Aleph, you say Vahu. So it depends on the... So it could be therefore good to say Ani Vahu, right, anyway, because either way, you can say it like that, and it has both meanings. Okay. Tana, Mokum Klanya Havi. The place was called Klanya, that the Mishnah says was Motza, was called Klanya. Rashi, Klanya ben Chorin, min ha-mashal melech. Klanya is a Greek word or Roman word that means that it was like a colony. It was something that was a tax-free area. They were potter from taxes because they grew the aravis there, so they wanted to give them a benefit that people should live there and grow the aravis. They exempted them from taxes. The time is done, my time according to Motza. So why was it called Motza? I did the mapik, mikarga, the malga, according to Motza. Since it was exempt from the tax, Motza means exempt. Uboim v'zokven osom betzida mizbeach, tana, rabos v'aruchos ugvos, achados or ama. The aravos were, what's it called, were 11 amas high. right? Up till it could be 22 feet high of Aravos. Okay, and that's why some people have the minig, and the Rabbi Rashberg says not Rabos, but Rakos. They were supple, right, and they were long, so they would bend over. And they were 11 amas high. Kedeshiu gochos ala mizbeach ama. In order that when they put them up on the mizbeach, the top would bend over an ama over the mizbeach. Omar mareimun mishum marzutur shmamino al hayisod manichlu. If the fact that they were an ama, or really two amas above the mizbeach, so one ama would bend over, right? That means that it had to be put on the yisod, not on the floor. Diisol kedaitecha ara manichlu, that they put the bottom of the arava on the floor of the azara, it wouldn't be that high. It wouldn't be that over much over the Mizbeach. It was only 11 amas. Michti, how cause? Ola ama v'konis ama. The Mizbeach went up an ama and in an ama on both sides, on all the sides. So it had a base, which is one ama high, and it was, what's it called, 32 by 32 square. Then Rashi will say it. Then it went up. What's it called? Zeh Yisod. So that Amma, which was 32 by 32 with one Amma high, was the Yisod. Then Ola Chomesh, the Konis Amma. Then it went up five Ammas. So that's altogether so far six. And it also went in another Amma on both sides. So now it was, what's it called, 28, because it started out 32. Then, what's it called, 30, because an Amma on both sides, you have to take off two Ammas, is 30. Then, after the five, was another two Ammas in, on, one on each side, is 28. The Zehu Sovei, that's the Sovei. Ola Shalosh, then it went up another three Ammas, Zeh Mokom HaKronos, right? So, how much is it all together? One for the Yisod, five for the body of the Mizbeach, and three more up was the Kronos. So you have altogether nine amas, right? And and with the chronos was what's it called 10 amas. So gochos agamizbeach, it couldn't be that an 11 amma thing hung an amma over the mizbeach bent. If it was only 11 amas, so the mizbeach was 10 amas. So therefore, it had to be on top of the yisod. So you only had nine amas. So it was two amas higher than the mizbeach. And it bent over. So you had two amas bending over an amma over the mizbeach. So hechi mashkachas lo, elolav shma minoa, a yisod monechlu, shma minoa. It had to be on the yisod, not on the floor. Om rabavo maikro, shneemar istruchag bavosim ad karnos amizbeach. Where do you see this, that a hint, that the aravis, were hanging over the corners of the mizbeach, right? From this pasuk, Isruchag bavosim ad karnos hamizbeach. Rashi. The map mepik mikarga motzo mechlal hamas. It was exempted from taxes. Shomelech. The hainu nomi klanya de tosefta. That's the same place that was called klanya, where the Mishnah calls it motzo. Kideshu gochos hamizbeach garsinan gochos motos. They would be bent over the mizbeach. Kemo kosul hagocha l'rishus harabim. It bends over the rishus harabim. The perakamad moikot. Shema minom v'diklani gochos al mizbeach ama. That it hung over the mizbeach in ama. The ef shalios gochos al mizbeach ama. Elim ken gvos mianu asayim. It can't hang over the mizbeach in ama unless it's two amas higher and then it bends over and it's an ama on the mizbeach. But if it's, what's it called, doesn't bend over, doesn't have two amas to bend over, it can't be an amma over the mizbeach. The yoser yoser, it could be more, right? Then it's at least an amma over the mizbeach. Tim enam gvoas amosayim umotos amma harhein negroros begava mizbeach. Veins of lush and gochos. If it wasn't two amas high and then bent over, so it wouldn't be an amma gochos. It was leaning over the mizbeach. It would have been what's it called, leaning on the side of the mizbeach. So it must be that the aravos were placed on the yisod, not on the floor. So it was an amma raised above the floor. Al amma shol knisus hayisod shol mizbeach. Ola amma min ha'aretz barochav shloshim u'shtayim al shloshim u'shtayim. The yisod was a platform of 32 amas square, שמתחילה הביאו מל בין מרובה 32 או 32, והושיבו על הארץ כאין אשטרה, whatever that is, וגובו עמה ומילו סיד וקוניה וזפס, נמצא שאול העמה. How did they make this platform? They took a mold, a form, and they filled it up with whatever would make the cement, with all of the zevis or whatever. And then they took the form away, and they had this perfect square, right, that was the yisod of the mizbeah, 32 by 32, one amah high. The chazru viyo malbein shu shloshim ha-shloshim. Then they brought another form that was 30 by 30. So it went in an amah on each side. And the gobo chamesh amos, and it was five amos high, and they filled that. Voshivu al zem, moshech amos mikol tzad, umilu sid, vikunya, vizeves, they filled that up with cement or whatever, and made the body of the mizbeah. Harisha nichnas amos, so it now was one amos in, dented, from the original one, because it was 30 by 30, and this was 32 by 32. So on every side, it was one amos indented, like a step. On that indentation, in other words, where the yisod went out like a step, more, what's it called, than the five amas ahead of it, that's where they put the dam in when they had to be shofit the dam on the yisod, they put it on that ama. And the blood then went onto the floor through two holes that were in the corner of the yisod. Kshinismale malad malbinze nimsa shaola chomish min hayisod umala harei sheish min aris. So now the total height of the mizbeach at this point was six amas high. Chazru viu malbin shukavches lakavches. Then they brought another form which is 28 by 28. So it was indented another am on each side from the five amas high. Right. Vahoshivu alzem moshuk amu mikol tzad begovo gimel amas. And this was three amas high. At the end of those three amas, which were now 28 by 28, was the top of the mizbeach. That's where the kohanim would walk around. And that's the place where the kohanim would walk around the top of the mizbeach when they had to make the korbanos. Sheboin lahakter ulamatan domi. Behind the kamer, all the amah, the konas amah, zay yisod, all the chamesh, the konas amah, zay soveit, all the shalos, the mokum akronos. The logar sin of the konas amah, by the kronos, didn't go in an amah, because the kronos were on the edge of the top of the mizbeah. So there it doesn't say it went in an amah. There are rishonim who hold not like that, who hold that the kronos were indented inside the mizbeah an amah. They brought another form, which was an amah by an amah and an amah high, and they poured cement into that, and that was the kronos, those were the corners of the mizbeach. They put it on the corner, and that's how they made the kronos of the mizbeach. The height of the mizbeach was nine amas, aside from the kronos, which was another amah, total of 10. The iar manachlu, if they put the aravas on the floor, the hasam tzorich losis balachson ragleim meshuchim lahalim min hamizbeach. They had to put it on a slant, with the foot of the arava far from the mizbeach, so it made like a triangle on the mizbeach. Mivneach haknisios kadesh yirashen gochim hamizbeach. Since each thing went in, so they put it on the floor by the yisod, right? And then was supported by the mizbeach. It leaned on the mizbeach because if it was right next to the yisod, it was already two amas out from the top of the mizbeach. Because the yisod was 32, the middle of the mizbeach was 30, and the top was 28. So it was already on each side, two amas out, so it leans those two amas. Sulo mashkachas lu gavoa shte amas lamala migaga mizbeach. So it was 11 amas high, and the mizbeach was 9, right, and it had to be on a slant, and it was on the floor, it was impossible that it was, what's it called, was two amas over the Mizbeach so it could bend over, an ama. They didn't put it on the floor. They put it on the Yisod. So first of all, since it was on the Yisod, it was only leaning one amma. The foot of the triangle was only one amma. So it, what's it called, you didn't need that much to lean. And it was, what's it called, one amma higher. So now it was basically 12 ammas, as if it was 12 ammas high from the floor. So the Mizbeach was only 8 ammas from the Yisod. This was 11, so, and it was on a slant, it was able to bend over an amma over the Mizbeach. The Havi Le Shmona Amas Legovo Shom Mizbeach Min Yisod Lamala. Vati Yosem Ne Knisus Asove Min Ma'etes Ktsas Migovon. And since it was an amma out, right, so this was now the hypotenuse of a triangle, right, so it was less than the as if it was standing up straight. So it was a little bit less than 11 amas, right, if you counted it from the Yisod till the top. So it wasn't 3 amas over, it was more than 2. And the male, if it bent over, it was at least an amma over the Mizbeach. It shouldn't touch the Mizbeach, it should be hanging over the Mizbeach. Micro the olos lamala mizbeach. Where do you see that you use the aravas and put them over the mizbeach? Isru chag b'avosim b'ilonos kemo uvein avosim hoisa timraso. Avosim is a word that means trees. Bitzad shelo os isru kemo hakifu kemo osri lagefin. Osri means to attach something. Attach them over the mizbeach, the branches, right? So ad karnos on mizbeach, ad karnos shein gavos min mizbeach. Put them over the mizbeach. So there's a hint over here that the branches that were used for a mitzvah, which is the arava, were over the mizbeach. Omer avavo, omer avalozer kol anot lula baguda v'hadas b'avoso ma'al lo v'kosik kilu bonam mizbeach v'ikri v'korban. It's another pshat in this pasuk. Isru chag b'avosim. Avosim can refer to the branches of the lulav. And avosim also can refer to the hadasim, which are eight avos. So anybody who takes the lulav and the hadasim, meaning together with the arba minim, right, the Torah considers that he built a mizbeach. The hikruv akarvin shenemar isru chag b'avosim ad karnos hamizbeach. That the isru is aguda shalulav, tied together the avosim, the branches, and the hadasim. B'avosim b'hadashu avos shogimul badim kliya. Ad karnos, hariulachem kamat ndomin shibakarnos, and it's considered as if you brought blood on the karnos hamizbeach. So that's another limud of this thing. It's a hint that a person is not the lulav as if he brought a carbon.